Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear God, I thank you for our worship this morning.
主啊，我们为今天早晨的崇拜感谢你。
Now help us as we listen to your word today.
当我们今天聆听你的话语的时候，求你帮助我们。
Give us hearts to hear you.
让我开我们的心，让我们能听到你。
May your spirit speak.
愿你的圣灵对我们的心说话。
Pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名，阿门。
I am finishing up this morning the message that I started a month ago.
我今天打算要讲完我这个一个月以前开始的那个讲道。
John 3:16, God so loved the world.
约翰福音三章十六节，神爱世人。
He gave his only son.
他甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
Whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
一切相信信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Last month, we traced God's love through the Old Testament.
上个月我们看到在整个回溯旧约看神的爱。
Adam and Eve break God's law.
亚当跟夏娃违背了神的律法。
But instead of leaving them,
神不是把他们就不管。
He loves them and he provides a path back.
神爱他们，神给他们提供了一条回去的路。
We saw all the way through the prophets how God showed his love to our world.
通过先知书，我们看到神是如何向这个世界展现他的爱。
This morning we are moving to the New Testament.
今天早晨我们就来看新约。
Because all that God showed through the Old Testament was not enough. We still insisted in going our own way.
神在旧约所展示的好像还不够，我们还是要坚持走自己的路。
And so we come to the New Testament and again God shows how much he loved our world.
到新约时期，神向我们再次显示他是如何的爱这个世界。
I want to start this morning in Philippians 2.
今天早晨我们以腓立比书第二章来开始。
Paul is describing the attitude that Jesus had.
保罗来用我们展示了耶稣的心。
Verse 5 through 8, if you would read, shows this love of Jesus.
二章五到八节显示了耶稣的爱。二章第五节到第八节，你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Jesus is not born in a palace.
耶稣没有出生在一个宫殿。
He doesn't live a life of luxury.
他也没有过一个很奢华的生活。
He doesn't have an earthly throne.
他也没有一个在地上的宝座。
He's born as a baby.
他以一个婴孩的形象出生。
Born into a family that has no wealth, no reputation.
他出生在一个没有财富、没有名望的家庭。
Born in a country that is under the oppression of another empire.
他出生的国家正被另外一个帝国所压迫。
He humbles himself into our world.
他虚己，谦卑地来到我们这个世界。
Now some of you may think, well, I've been to the singing Christmas tree.
有些人可能想说，哎，我去参加这个百人圣诞合唱团的。
And I know the angels come down from the ceiling and it's dramatic and everyone cheers.
然后我看到过这个天使从这个房顶上降下来，真的是很激动人心。
So if that's your picture of Christmas, you have to forget that for a minute.
如果你的这个圣诞节的这个印象就是关于天使降下来，请你忘记这幅图片。
Because the truth is, when those angels descended in the first century,
真相是当天使在第一世纪显现的时候，
the only ones who see it are shepherds.
唯一看到天使的人就是那些牧羊人。
And shepherds were nobodies.
那个牧羊人完全是无足轻
重的人。In fact, if you read through the Gospels, Luke is the only one who even mentions the shepherds.
你去读那个士福音书，其实路加福音是唯一提到牧羊人的地方。
Matthew, Mark, John don't even mention them.
马太、马可、约翰都没有提到这个牧羊人。
And Luke doesn't mention them because of how impressive they are.
路加提到他们不是因为这些人牧羊人很引人注目。
He tells us about them because they are not impressive.
他告诉我们正是因为他们完全是无足轻重。
He wants us to know that Jesus came for the nobodies.
他想让我们知道耶稣是为那些无名小卒来的。
And so he tells us that the first people to come to the manger are shepherds.
所以路加写到第一批来到马槽看望耶稣的就是这些牧羊人。
People who were so low in the eyes of their society.
在他们的世界的他们那个社会当中这个牧羊的地位是如此的低卑贱。
That in a law court, a Jewish court, a shepherd wasn't even allowed to testify.
就是如果是去出庭的话这个牧羊人都不能出庭作证。
Their word meant nothing.
他们的话完全没有任何效用。
The judge would say, well, that's just a shepherd.
那个法官会说他不过是个牧羊人。
They spend all their time out in the field under the sun and it cooks their brain.
他们就在这个旷野里边看着羊脑子都被这个太阳晒傻了。
You can't believe them. They just have imaginations.
你没法完全没法信他们的话他们说的话都是想象出来的。
These are the ones that come to the manger and say, we saw these angels in the sky.
正是这些人他们来到这个马槽说我们看到了天使来对我们显现。
But Luke wants us to know that God so loved the world that he sent his son even to shepherds.
路加想要我们知道神如此的爱这个世界他甚至把他的儿子给了这些牧羊人。
He sent his son to Bethlehem and Herod tries to kill him.
神送他的儿子到伯利恒但是希律却想要杀了他。
He sends his son to Nazareth and they try to throw him off a cliff and kill him.
把他的儿子赐给拿撒勒但是这些拿撒勒人却想用山崖把他从山崖上把他推下去。
He sends his son to Jerusalem and they crucify him.
神送他的儿子到耶路撒冷他们定他把他定十字架。
The religious leaders rejecting.
这个宗教领袖拒绝了耶稣。
The wealthy people rejecting.
这个富有的人也拒绝了耶稣。
The good people rejecting.
这些好的好像在众人眼中高尚的人也拒绝了耶稣。
But God so loved the world.
但是神爱世人。
That he gave his son.
然后他赐下他的独生子。
He sends his son to Zacchaeus.
神也送他的儿子到撒该那里。
Now, children know about Zacchaeus.
小孩子们都知道撒该的故事。
Because they sing a song about the wee little man who climbed up in the tree to see Jesus.
因为他们唱一首歌，就是一个小矮矮的撒该爬到树上。
And Zacchaeus becomes kind of cute.
然后在这个歌里边呢，好像这个撒该挺可爱的。
Zacchaeus was not cute.
但是撒该可是一点都不可爱。
He's a tax collector.
他是一个税吏。
Now I hope we don't have any IRS people here today.
希望今天在座的没有从这个美国税务局来工作的。
If so, cover your ears for a minute.
如果你是这样的话，请你捂住耳朵。
Nobody likes tax collectors.
因为没人喜欢收税的人。
And worse, Zacchaeus is a tax collector for Rome, the enemy of Judah.
更糟糕的是，撒该是为犹太人的敌人罗马人来工作的。
He is working for the oppressors of the Jewish people.
他是为这个压迫犹太人的这个罗马帝国来工作。
And to make it worse,
更糟糕的是
the Roman system was this.
这个罗马的收税系统是这样运行的。
You had to pay your taxes based on what Zacchaeus said you owed.
就是说，罗马的税是收多少呢？撒该收多少就收多少。
And his salary was a percentage of what he charged.
所以呢，撒该的薪水呢，他所挣的钱呢，就是他能收税中间的一部分。
So if you're very smart, you've already figured.
如果大家都你很聪明，你马上就能想出来。
The more he charged, the more he made.
他收入的税越高他自己赚的钱就越多。
And so he's kind of encouraged to be dishonest.
所以呢他这种工作呢就会鼓励他成为一个不诚实的人。
There's a good reason those people didn't like Zacchaeus.
这就是其实大家不喜欢他是很有原因很有道理的。
But God so loved the world.
但是神爱世人。
That he sends his son.
甚至将他的儿子。
To see a Zacchaeus.
去让他的儿子给撒该让他的儿子见到撒该
And say I know you
耶稣说我知道你
I know your name
我知道你的名字
And I want to come to your house
我今天要去你家里
God sent his son to a man named Simon Peter
神也送他的儿子到一个叫西门彼得的人那里
Now again, we confuse Simon Peter.
我们有的时候就是对彼得的印象有点混淆。
We make him into this kind of lovable big mouth.
我们把他想象成一个很可爱的大嘴巴。
But the truth is,
但是这个真相是
the people around Simon Peter didn't love him very much.
彼得周围的人可不太喜欢他。
Yes, he was a loud mouth.
当然他就总喜欢讲话。
He was always bragging.
总是喜欢炫耀。
But he never followed through on his brag.
但是他却从来没有就是把他夸大的话给贯彻到底。
He's always saying, you can count on me.
他总是说你可以靠我。
But as soon as you need him, he's not there.
但是当你真的需要他的时候他完全就靠不住。
He's unreliable.
他就是不可靠。
You just can't count on him for anything.
你就没法相信他任何事儿。
I'll never abandon you, he says.
他说我永远不会离弃你。
And as soon as a little servant girl says,
但是直到有一个小女孩，就是一个死女。
He's one of the followers of Jesus.
她好像说是跟耶稣一伙的。
He turns to Jello.
然后她就马上就说我不认识她。
He denies his master.
她否认她的说三次不认主。
He runs away in fear.
她在那个恐惧中逃，害怕中逃跑。
But Jesus came for him.
但是耶稣也是为彼得而来。
And after the resurrection, the angel is going to say, go tell his disciples, tell Peter.
在耶稣复活之后，天使对他对门徒说，你们可以去告诉他的门徒和彼得说，
that I want to meet him.
我想要见他。
You see, God so loved the world that he sent his son for Simon Peter.
爱世人，甚至将他的儿子赐给西门彼得。
God so loved the world that he sent his son for a thief on a cross.
神爱世人，甚至将他的儿子赐给一个在十字架上的强盗。
Now you need to remember that the thief on the cross deserves to be there.
你要记住，在这个十字架上的强盗，他们其实是指他们是罪有应得。
He's a robber. He's probably a murderer.
他是一个强盗，可能还是一个杀人犯。
He deserves punishment.
他真的是这个是罪有应得。
And when he asks for mercy, I'm not very impressed.
但是当他向耶稣求怜悯的时候，其实我对这个不是很被打动。
When you're hanging on a cross because you deserve to be there,
当你真的是被钉在十字架，那是你罪有应得的时候。
And you say to Jesus next to you, I'm sorry for my sins. Please have mercy on me.
然后你就对你旁边的耶稣说，哦，我为我的罪难过，求你怜悯我。
I'm not impressed.
我可不是那么被打动。
He's not going to pay back any of the money he stole.
他可没法偿还他所偷的那些钱。
He's not going to undo any of the harm.
他也没法去补偿他所犯过的那些错误。
People are hurting because of what this man did.
好多人因为这个强盗所做的事情，很多人受到伤害。
He's not going to be baptized.
他也不会受洗。
He's not going to join the church.
他也不会加入教会。
He's not going to do any of the things that we say you're supposed to do.
他也不能做任何我们认为一个信主的人应该做的事情。
All he can do.
他所有能做的就是。
Is say.
就是说。
Jesus.
耶稣。
Would you have mercy on me?
求你怜悯我。
But God so loved the world.
但是神如此的爱世人。
That he sent his son.
然后他送他的独生子。
For a robber who is dying.
就是给这个要垂死的强盗
and can do nothing.
然后为自己这个强盗自己什么也做不了。
But there's one more person in the Gospels that I want to make sure you see.
我想大家再看到福音书里提到的一个人物。
Because this is the most amazing of all.
因为这个是最令人惊奇的。
God so loved the world.
神爱世人。
That he sent his only begotten son.
甚至将他的独生子。
For Judas.
赐给犹大
the betrayer.
这个叛徒
Jesus knows that Judas is going to betray him.
耶稣知道犹大要会出卖他
But he loves him anyway.
但是耶稣还是爱他
If you read through the Gospel of John,
如果你去读那个约翰福音的话
If you read through the last week of Jesus' life before he's crucified,
如果你再去读耶稣在世上的最后一个星期的生活，上十字架前的一个星期。
They're in the upper room.
他们在那个楼上。
Jesus washes the feet.
耶稣洗门徒的脚。
of Judas.
他也洗了犹大的脚。
He already knows that Judas has made a deal to betray him.
耶稣已经知道犹大和这个宗教领袖做了一笔交易。
But he washes his feet.
但是耶稣还是洗了他的脚。
He humbles himself.
耶稣真的是谦卑自己。
Now in some churches,
在有些教会里边
they do a play based on the Last Supper.
他们有时候会演这个，根据最后的晚餐有一个这个戏剧。
I remember when I was young, our church did one of these plays.
我就记得当我小的时候，我们教会也做过这么一个短剧。
And all the disciples are sitting there beside Jesus.
然后那个所有的门徒就坐在耶稣的旁边。
And John says, "Who's going to betray you?"
然后约翰就问说，那要卖你的是谁呢？
And Jesus says, "It's the one that I'm going to give the morsel of bread to."
耶稣说，我蘸一点饼给谁就是谁。
And then in the play at our church,
在我们那个教会里那个短剧里边
Jesus took the bread and he broke it.
然后耶稣就把这个饼掰开
And he reaches down the table to Judas and he says, "Here, this is for you."
然后他就把这个饼给那个坐在那个桌角上的犹大说，这是给你的饼
And everybody says, "Oh, that's the one."
然后每个人都说，哦，就是那个是叛徒。
And I was a little kid, and I'm reading this.
然后当我是这个我是小孩嘛，我就读我的圣经。
And I thought those disciples were stupid.
我说这些门徒可真笨呐。
Hey, Jesus just told them who it is.
耶稣刚刚告诉他们谁是那个叛徒。
I'm just a kid, and I can figure this out.
我是个小孩，我都能知道谁是坏人。
But then I read it some more.
然后我就再往下读。
And I read it again when I got older.
当我长大一点以后，我再去读。
And that's not the way it happens.
其实那个当时的现场不是这样的。
Jesus,
耶稣
is breaking bread.
他把那个饼掰开，就是
to each of the disciples.
他就给一个一个门徒给。
And they say, "Who is it that's going to betray you?"
然后他们就问耶稣说，谁是那个要出卖你的人呢？
The one I'm giving bread to.
然后他就一边给一边说，哦，就是那个我蘸一点饼给谁的。然后这些门徒呢就在那儿彼此看个面面相觑的。
Who is it?
他们说这是谁呢？谁是、这个、
？He doesn't give any indication.
他没有给任何暗示。
That it's Judas.
就没有给任何暗示让大家能猜到那个是犹大。想一想，想一想。
Peter is sitting there.
彼得就坐在那儿。
Peter has a sword.
彼得身上是带着刀的。
If it's me,
如果我是耶稣的话
，I'm going to say.
我就会说
，Peter,
彼得。
You have that sword with you? Yeah.
对呀，我带刀了。
You remember you said you would defend me?
你有没有说过你要保，你要为我征战
？Yeah.
我记得。
Judas over there.
就那个家伙犹大。
He's the one.
他就是那个。
Oh, Peter would have loved to be the hero.
彼得肯定想要做英雄。
But Judas was a disciple Jesus loved.
但是犹大是耶稣所爱的门徒
to the end
直到最后
It's the one I'm giving bread.
耶稣就一直这样掰着饼给所有人说就是那个我蘸一点饼给谁谁就是
And I think Jesus is giving him one more chance.
我在想耶稣再给犹大再一次机会
As he hands him that piece of bread.
当他把这个饼递给犹大的时候
Judas
说犹大
I love you.
我爱你。
When he says, "Whatever you're going to do,"
当耶稣说你所要做的
，do it quickly.
快做吧。
One more chance, Judas.
再一次机会。
I love you.
我爱你。再一次给你机会。
God so loved the world.
神爱世人。
That he sends his son.
然后他甚至将他的独生子赐给。
Even.
甚至是。
For a Judas.
甚至是这样一个出卖耶稣的犹大。
But let me move beyond the Gospels.
让我们再到这个超过福音书再往下看。
Jesus dies as a sacrifice for this world that he loved.
耶稣作为我一个祭为我献作为一个牺牲为我们而死为他所爱的世人而死。
He's resurrected.
他现在复活了。
And he says to his disciples.
他对他的门徒说。
Here's my mission for you.
这是我对你们的使命。
Go into all the world and tell them about the God who loved the world so much.
你们要去全世界告诉世人如此爱世人的一位神。
And so we move into Acts.
所以我们现在来到使徒行传。
The 12 is now the 120.
现在那个12个门徒已经变成120个门徒。
The 120 becomes 3,000.
现在120个人变成了3,000人。
The gospel goes from Jerusalem, Judea.
现在那个福音从耶路撒冷传到那个犹大，传到撒玛利亚。
Around the world.
然后在这个开始向周围传出去。
Let me just give you one example from Acts of this.
让我给大家讲一个。从使徒行传的一个例子讲神是如何的爱这个世界。
Saul is arresting Christians.
扫罗在到处抓捕基督徒。
Dragging them away to prison.
把他们下到监里。
He watches while Stephen is stoned to death.
当那个斯蒂凡被石头打死的时候他在那儿看守衣服。
He's responsible for the death of Christians.
他真的是为手上沾了很多基督徒的血。
But God loves Saul enough.
但是神爱扫罗爱到一个地步。
That he strikes him down on the road to Damascus.
然后神在他去大马士革的路上击打他。
And says.
然后神对他说。
I am Jesus.
我就是你所。
The one you're persecuting.
逼迫的耶稣。
Now I can't imagine this.
我就没法想象。
I would have struck him down.
我肯定是把他打击打死了。
Chopped off his head.
头一手伸手一处。
But God so loved Saul.
但是神是如此的爱扫罗。
That he takes the enemy of the church.
但是他就把这个教会的死敌。
And he makes him Paul, the missionary to Rome.
让他成为这个对罗马宣教的使徒保罗。
And Paul is going to go through the empire preaching the gospel of the God who so loved the world.
保罗就在罗马全地就是去宣讲这个福音就是神爱世人。
He's going to go to Rome and stand in front of Caesar.
他会去罗马就站在凯撒面前。
And tell the Roman emperor.
就告诉这个罗马的皇帝。
God loves you so much.
神如此的爱你。
That even you can have eternal life.
即使是你也可以有永生。
All through his letters, Paul's going to testify about this love.
在保罗所有的书信里面，他都在见证神的这种爱。
Romans 5, he's going to tell us this.
罗马书第五章，他这样说。
God loved us when we were still living in rebellion against him.
在我们还做罪人的时候，神就爱了我们。
Maybe, he says, Romans 5.
罗马书第五章这样说，或许。
Maybe someone would die for a good person.
所谓义人死是少有的。
But God shows His love for us.
但是神的爱是如何向如此向我们的显明。
That when we were still sinners,
当我们还做罪人的时候
，Christ died for us.
基督就为我们死了。
He loved us not because we were beautiful.
他爱我们不是因为我们很美好。
He loved us despite the ugliness of our rebellion.
而是不管我们这个背叛的丑恶，神还是爱我们。
He loved us even though we did not deserve it.
虽然我们不配得这种爱。
We could not earn it.
也不是我们能赚得的。
And many times.
然后很多的时候。
We rejected it.
我们甚至拒绝这种爱。
But he loved us anyway.
但是神还是爱我们。
In Sunday school, we've been looking at Ephesians.
在我们的主日学，我们一直在研读以弗所书。
Paul prays that we will know the love of Christ that is beyond knowledge.
保罗的祷告是让我们真的能知道这个过于人所能测度的爱。
And he shows us how great that love was.
他向我们显示这个爱有多么的伟大。
He says we were dead in our sins.
他说我们死在过犯罪恶当中。
We were controlled by our passions.
我们放纵肉体的私欲。
We were living out our sinful desires.
我们随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行。
We were children of God's wrath.
我们本为可怒之子。
That's every one of us.
我们每个人都是这样的。
He says, all of us
他说所有的人
were controlled by our desires and we deserved God's wrath.
我们都是被自己的这个私欲被自己心中所肉体的所喜好的所控制我们都其实我们配得的都是死亡。
But then listen to what Paul says.
但是下面再听保罗是怎么讲的。
But God being rich in mercy.
然而神既有丰富的怜悯。
Because of the great love With which he loved us.
因他爱我们的大爱。
Not because we deserved it.
不是因为我们配得。
We were still in rebellion.
我们仍然是活在悖逆之中。
But God, because of His love, stepped into our world and redeemed us.
因为神的爱，他来到我们这个世间，他救赎了我们。
Paul writes that.
保罗写下来这个。
And he spends his life preaching that love.
他也把他的整个一生命都奉献在宣讲这种爱的事，这个事工上。
But I started with John, who is the one who says, God so loved the world.
我这个信息始于保罗，使徒约翰，他说神是爱。
And I want to come back to him.
然后我现在又想回到他。
You see, we call him the apostle of love.
我们都称为约翰是爱的使徒。
But that wasn't always his nickname.
但是那个并不总是他的一个名称。
In fact, when Jesus calls him,
当耶稣呼召他的时候
follow,
他跟随了耶稣。
His nickname is a son of thunder.
他的那个外号是什么呢？叫雷子。
Now, someone who is known as a son of thunder is probably not a loving, gentle, kind disposition.
如果一个称为人被称为雷子，肯定不是一个很温柔的人。
He's the one
他就是那个
that when a village doesn't allow Jesus to come into the village to teach,
当一个村庄不允许耶稣进到这个村庄去讲道的时候，去教导的时候，
John is the one who says, let's call down fire from heaven and just burn the whole town.
然后那个约翰说，你要我们从天上降火下来烧灭这个村庄吗？
This is not a man who is famous for his love.
他可不是因为他的爱而出名。
But he spends 3 years with Jesus.
但是他花三年的生命的三年时间和耶稣在一起。
And his life is transformed.
他的生命整个被翻转。
His gospel will talk about love more than any other gospel.
他的那个福音书比别的任何福音书都更多的提到爱。
He will use the term love 75 times.
他的那个福音书有75次讲到爱。
All through his writings, he will talk about love. Why?
所有他的书信里边都提到爱，为什么？
Because the Son of Thunder met the God who so loved, and his life was turned around.
因为雷子遇到了这位如此爱的神，他的生命整个被翻转。
He is with Jesus at the Last Supper, and he sees how much Jesus shows his love to the disciples.
最后的晚餐的时候，他和耶稣，他也在那里，他看到了耶稣如何对他的门徒展示耶稣的，展示他的爱。
John remembers at that supper.
约翰记得在那个最后的晚餐上。
Jesus kneeling down and washing the feet of Judas.
他记得，来个耶稣就跪下来洗了犹大的脚。
He's at the cross and watches that love poured out on the cross.
他也在那个十字架上看到了耶稣把他的爱给浇灌下来。
And the rest of his life he devotes to telling us about that love.
他的余生都在宣扬耶稣的爱。
And I want you to see this morning that John is the one who tells us.
我想让大家看到约翰就是这位告诉我们。
Yes, God so loved.
他说神爱世人。
But then I want to say to you this morning as believers.
但是我今天约翰也说作为耶稣的跟随者。
That John tells us because God loved.
约翰告诉我们，因为神是如此的爱
，We must love.
我们也要彼此相爱。
Because God loved, we must love one another.
因为神是爱，我们也要彼此相爱。
John chapter 13.
在约翰福音十三章
，John quotes this.
约翰记下了耶稣说
，Jesus says, "A new commandment I give to you."
耶稣说，我赐给你们一条新命令
，That you love.One another.
乃是叫你们彼此相爱。
Just as I have loved you, you are to love one another.
我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样彼此相爱。
And then listen to this.
听下这一句。
This is Jesus' words.
这是耶稣的话。
By this, people will know you are my disciples.
众人就因此认出你们是我的门徒。
If you have love for one another.
你们若有彼此相爱的心。
Now, if I had before reading that verse,
如果我在刚开始就先读这句经文，如果我就随便的叫人站起来说，告诉我们
，How do people around you, unbelievers, how do they know you're a Christian?
那周围不信主的人怎么知道你是基督徒呢
？Someone would have said, "Well, because they know I go to church on Sunday. They see me come to church."
同那人知道我是基督徒，可能是看到我星期天都去教会。
Someone might have said, "Well, I have a little." cross on my they can see.
我在我身上衣服上总是挂个十字架的一个胸针，别人能看到我是。
Maybe someone would have said, "I love Jesus" bumper sticker on my car.
或者我在我的车上写的“我爱耶稣”，在车上后边贴个条子。
Because I'm a nice person, someone might have said.
或者有人说，因为我这个人特别好，所以别人知道我是基督徒。
Maybe you'd have said, "I tell them I'm a Christian."
或者你就说我告诉他们我是基督徒。
Jesus says.
但是耶稣说
，They ought to know you're a Christian.
他们应该知道你们是基督徒。
When they see your love for other Christians.
当他们看到你对别的基督徒的爱心。
I don't like that test very much.
我可不喜欢这样一个测验。
I would much rather it say.
我很希望耶稣是这么说的。
By this they will know you're a Christian when they see your bumper sticker.
当他们看到你的车上的这个后边贴的东西的时候，他们就认出你是我的门徒。
Because that's easy.
那个很容易，对不对？
But loving other Christians.
但是去爱别的基督徒。
I'm not going to call out any names.
我不会点名。
But there are Christians who are hard to love.
但是有些基督徒是很难爱的。
None of you are here, of course.
当然你们都不在你们。
But I mean somewhere else.
在别的地方。
But Jesus says.
但是耶稣说。
And this is an incredible responsibility on us.
这是一个真的是一个很令人难以置信的一个。
The world will know.
一个很大的责任。
The world will know about God's love.
这个世界怎么知道神的爱呢？
When they see our love for one another,
当他们看到我们彼此之间相爱我们
的时候 means,
这个世界就能知道我们属于神的爱。即使我非常的不喜欢
that if we do not love one another,
如果我们不能彼此相爱
we fail to testify to the world,
我们就没有办法向这个世界见证
of God's love,
见证神的爱
for our world.
我们就真的没有办法成功的向这个世界见证神对这个世界的爱。
Now you might say, "Okay, I've got this figured out."
你说哦，我现在想明白了。
And you'll be like a person in a church where I was preaching.
你就可能像我在一个讲道的一个教会里的一位成员。
And after a message on loving one another,
当我讲完这个就是彼此相爱的信息的时候
he turned to another member,
他就转向另外一个成员说
and he said,
他说
okay,
好吧
the pastor says I must love you,
牧师说了我得爱你
I love you,
我爱你
I don't like you very much,
我一点都不喜欢你
so maybe that's going to be your approach.
可能那个就是你是怎么样去到另外一个人跟前。
But let's listen to what Jesus says.
但是我们来看看耶稣怎么说的。
Jesus says, "Here's how you know if you love one another."
我们怎么知道是我们真的是彼此相爱呢
？John 15.
约翰福音十五章。
This is your command. This is my commandment.
这就是我的命令。
That you love one another.
你们要彼此相爱。
As that means in the same way.
像就是说同样的。像我
as I have loved you,
像我就是爱你们一样。
Greater love has no one.
人的爱心没有比这个大的。
Than this,
没有比这个更大的。
That he lay down his life.
就是一个人为他的朋友舍命。
You and I show our love for each other.
我们真的是向彼此显现我们的爱。
By caring for one another more than we care.For ourselves,
就是我们彼此照顾彼此，照看彼此，甚至超过我们照看我们自己的需要。
And again, that's hard.
那个很难。
And so we make it just kind of a nice, pretty picture.
我们有时候把这个好像弄成一个很好的图片，很容易似的。
We say, "Oh, I love everybody."
你会说，哦，我爱所有的人。
I can sing.Kumbaya,
我们大家可以一直唱这个 Kumbaya 这首歌。
Let's all hold hands and sing about our love for each other.
让我们大家都一起这个握着手一起唱这个 Kumbaya， 说我们彼此
相爱。We're just like Jesus.
我们就像耶稣。
And then John says.
然后约翰说了。
Maybe you don't understand what I mean.
也许你不真正了解我的意思。
It's not about singing Kumbaya.
不是唱这个歌，一起唱这种爱的歌曲。
And it's not about looking at each other and saying, "I love you."
不是说看着彼此说啊，我真的好爱你。
First John 3.
约翰一书第三章十六节。
By this we know love.
就是他说这样由这个、我们知道何为爱。
That he laid down his life for us.
主为我们舍命。
And we ought to lay down our lives.
我们也当为弟兄舍命。
And I read that and I say, okay, I'm all right.
说这个没关系，我还好。
John says Jesus died for us.
约翰说耶稣为我们死了，为我们舍命。耶稣愿意为我们牺牲，那我也愿意为我的弟兄牺牲。
I can do that.
我可以。
I'm like Simon Peter.
我很像那个彼得。
Because I'm pretty sure I won't have to.
因为我知道我根本不需要为谁死。
And as long as I won't have to, it's easy for me to say, oh, I can do that.
因为只要我知道说我不需要为谁死，那很容易说我可以做到。
And just as soon as I get comfortable,
当我刚刚觉得很舒服的读完这句话的时候，
John says something else I don't like very much.
约翰就说了一个我不喜欢的东西。
Because the very next verse,
因为紧接着下一句约翰怎么说，
takes away this beautiful picture I had,
就把我脑中的这幅美好的图片给拿走了。
Dying as a martyr for my brothers and sisters,
就是为了我的弟兄姐妹作为牺牲为他们死。
And having a statue out front to Saint Randall.
不是，就是因为我为弟兄姐妹死，那他们可能将来在门口给我放一个雕像，写的我的名字，说圣啊麦牧师麦博士。
Because that felt good.
那样让你感觉很好，对不对
？But the next verse is harder.
但是下一句话就很难了。
Because he's telling me what it means to lay down my life.
他下边就很具体的告诉我为弟兄舍命到底意味着什么。
And it's not about getting a statue made.
不是说你最后为别人舍命，把你的命为他们牺牲，最后有一个雕像。
This is about how we live day by day in the church with our brothers and sisters.
而是说我们每天在这个教会里边，我们跟我们的弟兄姐妹怎么如何相处。
Verse 17, but if anyone has the world's goods,
凡有世上财物的。
Now let me make this simple.
让我把这个简单化。
That means money.
那就财物就是说，如果你是有钱的话。
If anyone has the world's goods,
凡有世上财物的,
and sees his brother in need,
看见弟兄贫乏,
yet closes his heart against him,
然后就是说, 却塞住怜悯的心, 连续的心。
Again, let me make that simple.
让我再给你们很简单化。
Well, he has trouble because he's not a good money manager.
这个人有麻烦，因为他自己管理不好钱财。
And I work hard for my money.
我真的是很努力的挣钱。
How does God's love abide in him?
爱神的心怎能存在他里面呢？
Little children,
小子们呢？孩子们呢？
That's us.
那就是我们。
Let us not love in word, but in deed and in truth.
我们相爱不要只在言语和舌头上，总要在行为和诚实上。
John says.
约翰说。
And I, when you complain about this message, let me emphasize, John says it, not me. I don't even like it.
当你现在是抱怨这个信息，我向你强调，这话不是我说的，是约翰说的。
But John says,
但是约翰说，
we show God's love,
我们显示神的爱，
to our world,
我们显对这个世界显示神的爱，
by caring for the needs of our fellow Christians.
是要照顾我们别的弟兄姐妹的实际需要。
Just as God loves sacrificially, we are to love one another sacrificially.
就像神，他的爱是一种牺牲性的爱，我们的爱也是应该是牺牲性的。
Not just when it is easy, but when it is hard.
并不总是当他容易的时候，而是当他难的时候。
Not when it's convenient, but when it's difficult.
当它总是我方便的时候，而是在我们不方便的时候。
Not when it just requires dropping a $20 bill in the offering plate.
不是说只是说在奉献的时候放20块钱。
But when it takes time.
当这个需要你花时间。
That's a whole lot harder than money.
那个要去奉献上时间，有时候比奉献钱难很多。
When it takes time,
当你需要花时间、努力和这个去爱心。
That is how we love as God loved.
那样的就是我们如何像神那样去爱。
John says,
约翰说,
because God so loved,
因为神如此的爱,
we must love one another.
我们也要彼此相爱。
Not just in theory,
不单单是在理论上,
not just in nice words,
不是只在言语上,
but in day by day practical love.
而是在每一天的这种实际的爱上。
And then,
然后接着
Because God so loved,
因为神如此的爱
We must love the world around us.
我们要去爱周围的世界。
This relates to what Pastor Chris preached last week.
这就是跟那个周牧师上星期讲的有关。
A lawyer came to Jesus.
他说有一个律法师来到耶稣面前。
What do I have to do to have eternal life?
他说我该做什么才可以承受永生
？Love God.
耶稣对他说，爱神。
Love your neighbor.
爱邻舍如同自己。
And the lawyer asked the question to get himself off the hook.
然后那个律法师就问了问题，想让自己脱钩，就是。
The same question we like to ask.
就是我们都很喜欢问的问题。
Who is my neighbor?
那谁是我的邻舍呢
？You see, I would really like to help.
我很想去帮人呢。
But turn on CNN.
但是你打开那个 CNN 电台。
And there are thousands of people all over the world who need help.
但是在这个世界上有成千上万的人需要帮助。
I can't help them all.
我可没法帮助每一个人。
So I guess the thing for me to do is just turn it off.
所以我可能做的就是把电视关掉。
And go about my business.
然后就过我的生活。
Jesus says.
但耶稣说。
Let me tell you a story.
让我给你讲个故事。
And I don't have time to go through the story.
我没有时间讲这个故事。
Because I don't want you telling people it took me 3 months to preach one sermon.
我不想你们去说我三个月才讲了一个信息。
So I'm going to finish today.
然后你今天我一定要把这个讲完。
But the story of the Good Samaritan
但是讲到好撒玛利亚人的故事
tells us this
告诉我们这样的
My neighbor is not everybody
我的邻舍不是所有的人不是每个
人 My neighbor
我的邻舍
is the person who comes across my path
就是一个正好在我的生活中生命中出现的人
with a need
这个人呢需要帮助
I can help you
我正好可以帮助他的需要
I can't solve world hunger
我没有办法解决这个整个世界的饥饿问题。
But I can help a needy person in my community.
但是我可以帮助在我社区里一个有需要的人。
I can't solve the big problems of our world.
我没有办法解决这个世界的大危机。
But I can visit someone.
但是我可以去探访一个人，去看一个人。
In prison or in the hospital.
或者是在监狱，或者是在医院。
I can help the child of a prisoner.
我可以帮助一个在监狱囚犯的孩子。
I can't solve every problem.
我不可能解决所有的问题。
But I can help someone nearby.
但是我可以帮助我旁边邻近人的问题。
And here's the thing.
这个是
Because God so loved.
因为神爱世人。
I must.
我必须。
Not I have the option.
我不是说有个选择。
Not When the Salvation Army rings the bell at Christmas time, drop my extra change in the bucket.
我是在救世军圣诞节的时候在那里摇铃，我放点钱进去。
But because God loved the world,
因为神爱世人
I must love the world.
我也必须要爱世人。
As Christians,
作为基督徒
that is what God has called us to do.
这是神呼召我们要去行的。
You see, it's nice to sit here and read. God so loved the world that He gave His Son for me.
在这里很容，就是这个是很容易，就是我们读说神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给我。
That makes me feel good.
让我感觉这样，光看看这个让我感觉很好。
It's nice to sit here and sing the songs about God loving me.
在这里就是唱这个歌，说神爱我的这个歌，感觉也很好。
But that is not the end of the story.
但是这个故事的结局结尾，这并不是故事的最后结局结尾。
Because God so loved,
因为神如此的爱
，I must,
我必须也要去爱。
God so loved the world,
神如此的爱，神爱世人
，that He gave His Son,
甚至将他的独生子赐给我们。
What's that mean for us?
对我们的意义是什么呢？
Three things very quickly.
三件事情
Number one, this God who loved.
因为这个神是如此的爱
is the heart of our gospel.
神的爱是我们福音的中心
One of the greatest theologians in the 20th century was a man from Germany named Karl Barth.
在这个二十世纪最伟大的一个神学家就是从德国来的卡尔巴特
As an old man, Karl Barth.Toured the U.S.
他年老的时候，他曾经来美国来巡回演讲。
And he spoke at the University of Chicago.
他最后在
Rockefeller Chapel.
他在芝加哥大学的罗克菲勒那个教堂演讲。
After his lecture, they had a Q&A time.
他们有个问答的一个时间。
And one of the students
有一个学生就说，就问
said, Professor Bart,
就说那个巴特教授
can you summarize your whole life's work in theology in one sentence?
你可不可以把你毕生的这个神学用一句话来概括？
Now I have a shelf at home this thick of Bart's writing.
我在家里边呢有这个巴特的这个书，就是他所写的著作大概有三英尺长。
And that's not all of them.
那还、哦、那还不是他所有写的他的写作。他的
He wrote a lot.
他写了很多。
And the student says, can you summarize this up in one sentence?
说你可不可以把你这么多的著作就用一句话来表示来概括。
Bart thought a moment and said, yes, I can.
然后巴特想了想就说我可以。
Here is the summary.
他说这个总结就是
Of all that I have written,
我所有的著作
Jesus loves me.
耶稣爱我
This I know.
我知道
For the Bible tells me.
因有圣经告诉我
He said that is what I wrote all of this about.
这就是我的这个所有的著作所写的关
People, the hope of your neighbors.
这个你邻舍的希望
is that God so loved the world.
在于神爱如此的爱
that he gave his son.
神爱世人甚至将他的独生子赐给我们
The hope of your family members who are hurting because of sin
因为罪你的家人在受苦的他们的期望在于
Their only hope
他们唯一的希望
is the gospel that God so loved the world
就是这个福音就是神爱世人
that he gave his son
甚至将他的独生子赐给我们
That has to beThe heart of our message.
那必须是我们福音的中心。
Not a list of do this, do this, do this.
不是一个条款说做这个做那个。
Not a list of political ideas.
也不但是一些政治上的理念。
Not all the things that get our attention.
不是所有让我们注意到的这些现在的事情。
The heart of our gospel must be.
我们福音的中心必须是。
God so loved.
神爱世人。
The second thing it means to us is
第二件对我们的重要性意义在于
The fact that God so loved
因为神如此的爱
should inspire us to willing obedience
应该激励我们心甘情愿的顺服
You see, we don't obey God in order to earn his love
我们不是顺服神不是要赢得他的爱
Instead, we obey him becauseHe loved.
而是因为他的爱我们来顺服他。
He loved us when we were sinners.
当我们还做罪人的时候他就爱了我们。
He brought us from death to life.
他把我们让我们由死入生。
And because of that,
就正因为这样
it ought to be a joy to live in obedience to him.
对我们来讲应该是一个让我们满心欢喜的事情就是我们过一个顺服神的生活。
We should follow him.
我们应该跟随他。
We should obey him.
我们应该顺服他。
Out of response to his incredible love.
是出于对他的这个巨大的爱的回应。
And then third, because he loved.
因为他爱。
We must love.
我们也必须去爱。
We must show his love.
我们要向这个他展示他的爱。
To the world around us.
向我们周围的世界展示他的爱。
2 months ago, I was in Lijiang.
两个月之前，我在丽江。
One of the translators there,
有一个翻译的翻译
was from Tibet.
他是从西藏来的。
Was a Buddhist.
这个西藏来的人，他是一个和尚。
Was injured in an accident.
他在一个车祸中受伤。
Taken to a hospital.
他被带到医院里面去。
And it turned out the hospital was run by Christians.
但是那个医院里边呢，那个开这个医院的都是基督徒。
He was passed out in a coma.
他当时完全就是昏迷过去了。
And when he woke up,
当他醒来的时候
the nurses were bathing him and they were washing his feet.
这个护士在给他洗澡，也在洗他的脚。
They treated him.
然后他们就是在处理他。
And next to his hospital bed was a Bible.
然后在他的那个医院的那个病床上的旁边就放了一本圣经。
And so as he was recovering,
所以当他这个恢复的时候,
he began to read the Gospel of John.
他就开始读约翰福音。
And he read about Jesus washing the feet.
然后他就读到耶稣洗他门徒的脚。
Of the disciples.
讲到他洗他门徒的脚。
And he read that Jesus did that because he loved them.
他就是读到说耶稣之所以这样做是因为耶稣爱他的门徒。
And this Tibetan Buddhist,
然后这位西藏的和尚
ask a nurse,
他就问这个护士，问一个护士
Are you doing this? Did you do this because Jesus did it?
他说 你们之所以洗我的脚是因为耶稣也这样做过吗？
Do you love me the way Jesus loved them?
你爱我就像是耶稣爱他们那样吗？
And she said,
然后这位护士说
Jesus loved me.
耶稣爱了我。
That way.
因为那样。
So I love you.
所以我去爱你。
And this Tibetan Buddhist said.
然后这位西藏的和尚就说。
If there's a God that loves me that much.
说这样有这样一位神，这样的爱我。
I want to know him.
我就想要认识他。
This morning I want to ask you.
所以我今天早晨想问大家。
Whose feet?Does God want you to wash?
神想要你去洗谁的脚?
God so loved the world.
神爱世人。
That he loved us.
然后他爱我们。
And because he loved us that much.
正因为他如此的爱我们。
He is calling us.
他也呼召我们。
Not to gather in here and sing nice songs and feel good about Jesus loving us.
不是我们就坐在这里一起唱歌然后感受到单单的感受到神的爱。
But to leave here.
而是当我们离开这里的时候
to go into a world that is hurting
到这个充满这个伤害的世界中
and wash their feet
去洗他们的脚
love them the way God loved us
就像神爱我们去爱那些人
let's pray
让我们一起祷告
Dear God, thank you for your love
主啊神亲爱的神我们为你的爱感谢
We did not deserve it
我们不配得这种爱
We could not earn it.
我们也没法挣得这种爱
But you loved us.
但是你却爱了我们
Now would you help us to love others the same way?
求你帮助我们让我们就像你那样去爱
Help us to show your love to the world around us.
求你帮助我们能够对周围的世界显示你的爱
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告奉主耶稣的名
Amen. Amen.
As God calls his people from the world, we're calling youth from all corners of the church. And we continue to worship God with his word and with song. 我们继续以神的话来敬拜他，以诗歌来赞美他。We're calling all youth to come up. 所有的青少年请到台上来。That God's word is true and is unchanging. May his word remind us Jesus is our living hope. 我们继续用神的话来敬拜他，我们一起来读这段经节。神的话是真实不变的，他的话提醒我们，耶稣是我们永远的盼望。我们一起来读。Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. The inheritance is kept in heaven for you.Who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. We're going to sing the song, Living Hope.
Together.
Jesus Christ.